Vision Network News, 2-Minute Version, Sunday, August 22, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Hurricane Charley's force can still be felt. Many working in Florida's battered coast fear the aftermath may prove as dangerous as the storm itself. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says their ministry weathered the physical storm, but are bracing for the other impact.
The insurance companies will replace the stuff, but the infrastructure of some of these towns has been totally devastated. So their revenue sources will have a lot of bearing on how they're able to look and think in the future.
DeHart expects the financial hit of the storm to come later.
I'm anticipating that because of the needs in Central Florida, a lot of the contribution money is going to be redirected.
In the meantime, DeHart says they're trusting God to provide other funds. Their outreach in Haiti remains unaffected. And sub-Saharan Africa will have 20 million HIV/AIDS orphans by 2010. South African communities have been hit hard, forcing them to develop care and support programs. But the numbers threaten to overwhelm their efforts. Don Whipple is with the Evangelical Baptist Mission's Bethesda Outreach. He says parenting teams are pointing these kids to Christ.
They take them to church every Sunday. They teach them the Bible at home. And it's in reaching the orphans in the homes and then discipling them in a Christian home that our real hope is that the greatest results of Bethesda Outreach are going to be seen as this generation grows up and moves back out into South African culture and makes a difference for Christ.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.